A flyer from the anti-amendment coalition Protect All NC Families claims the amendment, quote, would interfere with protections for unmarried couples to visit one another in the hospital and to make emergency medical and financial decisions if one partner is incapacitated. Tammy Fitzgerald is head of the pro-amendment group Vote for Marriage NC.
It's absolutely false. Same-sex partners will still have the same ability, if the amendment passes, to enter into end-of-life decisions, powers of attorney, any kind of hospital visitation agreement that they have now.
So who's right? Here's the thing. According to UNC law professor Maxine Eichner, unmarried couples don't currently have any specific protections in this area. Only family members are automatically granted the right to hospital visits or medical decisions. You can give those rights to other people, like a domestic partner, but you have to fill out paperwork in advance. The problem, says Eichner, is that very few people do that.
Other states have moved to putting committed domestic partners on an automatic hospital visitation privilege list. If the amendment were passed, North Carolina could never do that because that would be the giving legal consequences or legal recognition to an unmarried partner relationship.
Still, we're talking about potential rights, not ones that currently exist. But let's say you have filled out that paperwork, giving your unmarried partner hospital visitation or medical decision-making rights. Under the amendment, could a hospital refuse to honor it? Tammy Fitzgerald says no.
The amendment makes that clear. Again, the second sentence says nothing in this section will interfere with private contract rights.
Not so fast, says Eichner. Agreements for hospital visitation rights are not contracts, so they're not explicitly protected by that language. But she says it's highly likely that hospitals would still honor those documents. Isaac Davey Aronson, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.